Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Tracy Daves, a regional manager with Shaw Industries Builder Division. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, last time we talked was in January, and I was looking on social media and saw that you just got back from a big event in Nashville and got some great national feedback from the designers that are working in these builder design centers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we had a Leaders in Design conference, so we lovingly call it LID, and that was in Nashville. And Shaw Builder Multifamily, we were the sole flooring manufacturer, and we teamed up. We had some co-sponsors, and we teamed up with Sherwin-Williams, Electrolux, Moen, and Visual Comfort, and we invited the top designers in single-family, multifamily, and specialty markets. So all together with attendees, we were pushing 100 folks, mostly designers, and we had an incredible time. It was a three-day event, and we spoke on trends, the voice of the customer, and we had a lot of fun. Since we were in Nashville, we even had a Dollywear night.
All right, so you had a costume event. You probably went down on Broadway. Sounds like a great relationship-building event. So let's talk about what you learned. Tell our listeners a little bit about what the consumers who are buying new homes today, what are they looking for in flooring?
So what was great about this event is we really got to dive deep with these designers who work every day with these consumers and these home buyers. So we had Christine Slaughter, who's our national designer, go over the trends, and she went over pie charts and graphs of what actually sells. And we use some of your information. I hope you don't mind. Some of those pie charts and some of those graphs came from you all to show them. I think we know what's selling. This is what's actually selling to the home buyer. And then we also turned it around like a boomerang and asked these designers, what's selling for you? What are your consumers asking for? And the information is really incredible. So I want to start with hardwood, if that's okay, because they asked for made in the USA hardwood. So made in America is a big talking point. And what we found is you see LVP sprinkled in their lower levels all the way to their higher levels. But what we're seeing with hardwood is really interesting. Those base levels kind of get skipped over, those included levels with hardwood. And consumers are asking for and paying for, the heart wants what the heart wants, Kemp. They're paying for these premium hardwoods. So we're seeing these made in USA, beautiful, long, wide, thick hardwoods going in. And it's interesting because it's a 50-50 split here. We have a lot of consumers asking for that clean, I'm sure you've seen it, that clean, beautiful white oak, the light and bright, that Scandinavian look with very minimal movement to it. But then there's also a segment, they want their hardwood to look like hardwood. So they want the pecans, they want the ash, they want the hickory. They're looking for those knot holes. They're looking for the mineral streaks. They're looking for movement. So people truly know, like, this isn't a laminate, this isn't an LVP. This is real hardwood, and they're investing their money in it. So that's super exciting for us in the hardwood category.
All right, so that's trending up. That's information that's good to know. Let's talk about carpet. And carpet's such a broad category. Obviously, Shaw, the largest producer of carpet in the world, you know, there's all kinds of different carpet out there. What kind of carpet is in demand now in the builder market?
So what's exciting about carpet, it's just not in the back seat anymore. It had lost share over the years, but it's not losing any more share. We learned through COVID that people want peace and quiet in their homes. Over the years, we've knocked down our walls. We have these huge family rooms open to the dining room, open to the living room. And when you have hard surface everywhere, it's really overwhelmingly loud. So what carpet brings is quiet. It brings softness. It brings coziness. And we're seeing that resurgence of carpet where you close your doors and where you want those quiet spaces. And what people want, again, they're not wanting the included base grade. Folks are asking for design. They want patterns, again, because hard surface is in the main living areas. That's still a true statement. But in those bedrooms, in those secondary areas, basements, offices, lofts, exercise rooms, playrooms, whatever it may be, movie rooms, gaming rooms, they are choosing these beautiful patterned carpets. And what we're finding is resonating is the no pattern match, where it's very transitional with the patterns. So no matter where you match them up, there's no pattern match, no repeat, which is exciting. And then they're also wanting super soft and cozy. So So they want the textures to be nubby and tactile. They want it to be super soft, like you're walking on clouds. And they want it to be low maintenance. So they want it to be easy to clean, super soft, super strong and durable. And we can 100% deliver that with our Shaw floors and our Anderson Tuftex carpet.
So then you've got the lookalike categories. You've got the resilience and the laminate. They kind of at a tug of war with each other. Who's winning that game?
Well, who's winning the game? The numbers don't lie, Kemp. And again, just looking at the sales nationally, we still have that rise of resilience. So that LVP still is crushing every category. It does so well because of the visuals. It looks better than ever before. Longer, wider, natural bevel. If you see a knot, you feel the knot with that embossed in register. And just that low maintenance living. So LVP does win over laminate in sales. People are asking for it. And you can run it throughout the house. So that's what really helps is you don't have to stop visually. So you can run it into the laundry room. You can run it straight into the bathrooms without transition strips. And then another big thing that helps LVP and builders love, I hear designers just breathe a sigh of relief, are our treads. So you can get matching. And as a designer, I'll tell you the word matching is a no-no. You don't match your furniture. You're never going to match your tiles. You're never going to match your laminate. But with LVP, we have the matching stair treads because we use the same film as the floor. That has really lifted LVP as well in that category because you can have the whole house coordinate and blend and match, if you will, from the stairs to the front door to the bathroom. So LVP is really still a freight train and doing really well for us. But what's exciting is that home buyers are investing, like I said, in that made in USA hardwood when they go beyond LVP.
Affordability is a big topic right now, and especially in the new home construction category. And so what you're telling me is, you know, the builders are squeezed and from a margin perspective because they're buying down interest rates and they just want to get a floor in there. And you're telling me the consumer's saying, no, we're not going base grade. We want a better goods. Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly. So the builder is still doing that entry level. So they care about the price of that home. So they're still doing either the entry level hardwood or the entry level LVP and entry level carpet, that builder base included. The whole reason I have a job, Kemp, when that home buyer goes into those design studios and meets with those designers, they are investing, not upgrading, they're investing in their floors. When they get an investment, they get a return on their investment. So they are spending their dollars where it's most important. So not on the paint, not on the chandeliers, not on the hardware, on the floors, because that's where they live and work and play every day. This is their house. This is their haven. This is where they entertain. And the only thing that gets the abuse all day, every day, what you're living on is what? Your floors. So that's why they're investing in their floors.
Well, this is good news. I appreciate you giving us this feedback. I've been talking to Tracy Daves, Regional Manager with Shaw's Builder Division, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.